"I'm awful dizzy," said Diana. And indeed, she walked very dizzily. Anne, with tears of disappointment in her eyes, got Diana's hat and went with her as far as the Barry yard fence. Then she wept all the way back to Green Gables, where she sorrowfully put the remainder of the raspberry cordial back into the pantry and got tea ready for Matthew and Jerry, with all the zest gone out of the performance. The next day was Sunday, and as the rain poured down in torrents from dawn till dusk, Anne did not stir abroad from Green Gables. Monday afternoon, Marilla sent her down to Mrs. Lindy's on an errand. In a very short space of time, Anne came flying back up the lane, with tears rolling down her cheeks. Into the kitchen she dashed and flung herself face forward on the sofa in an agony. "Whatever has gone wrong now, Anne?" queried Marilla in doubt and dismay. "I do hope you haven't gone and been saucy to Mrs. Lindy again." No answer from Anne save more tears and stormier sobs. "Anne Shirley, when I ask you a question, I want to be answered. Sit right up this very minute and tell me what you are crying about." Anne sat up, tragedy personified. Mrs. Lindy was up to see Mrs. Barry today, and Mrs. Barry was in an awful state, she wailed. "She says that I set Diana drunk Saturday and sent her home in a disgraceful condition. And she says I must be a thoroughly bad, wicked little girl, and she's never, never going to let Diana play with me again. Oh, Marilla, I'm just overcome with woe." Marilla stared in a blank amazement. "Set Diana drunk?" she said when she found her voice. "Anne, are you or Mrs. Barry crazy? What on earth did you give her?" "Not a thing but raspberry cordial," sobbed Anne. "I never thought raspberry cordial would set people drunk, Marilla. Not even if they drank three big tumblerfuls as Diana did. Oh, it sounds so like Mrs. Thomas's husband, but I didn't mean to set her drunk." "Drunk fiddlesticks," said Marilla, marching to the sitting room pantry. There on the shelf was a bottle, which she at once recognized as one containing some of her 3-year-old homemade currant wine, for which she was celebrated in Avonlea, although certain of the stricter sort, Mrs. Barry among them, disapproved strongly of it. And at the same time Marilla recollected that she had put the bottle of raspberry cordial down in the cellar instead of in the pantry as she had told Anne. She went back to the kitchen with the wine bottle in her hand. Her face was twitching in spite of herself. "Anne, you certainly have a genius for getting into trouble. You went and gave Diana currant wine instead of raspberry cordial. Didn't you know the difference yourself?" "I never tasted it," said Anne. "I thought it was the cordial. I meant to be so hospitable. Diana got awfully sick and had to go home. Mrs. Barry told Mrs. Lindy she was simply dead drunk. She just laughed silly-like when her mother asked her what was the matter and went to sleep and slept for hours. Her mother smelled her breath and knew she was drunk. She had a fearful headache all day yesterday. Mrs. Barry is so indignant. She will never believe but what I did it on purpose.